okay, this one's got to be a weird tangent.
you want me to set? I'll set it up if you want to just end up at the tangent. I've got plenty to talk about. Like, we could just keep going.
I want to talk about the Wizard of Oz.
I mean, you want to talk about Ozzy Smith?
I like it.
No, the actual movie, The Wizard of Oz. Yeah. Okay,
over it.
From 1939. Now
the original.
Yeah, I mean, it's a cinematic achievement of the highest order in 1939. And, MGM was the most powerful studio at the time. This was a day of exclusivity. But are you aware of all the horrible things that happened on this set? There's all sorts of urban legends about, oh, if you see this scene in the pre-1988 rejuvenated copy, there's a munchkin hanging himself. And that's turned out to be a bird. But, like, Judy Garland was getting molested by munchkins, right? And she was being fed speed by a studio head that kept referring to her as his little hunchback. So the reason why I want to talk about the Wizard of Oz is my daughter just turned one, and the only thing on television that ever grabs her attention is The Wizard of Oz. It's bizarre. And it's actually cool because she says so, and it's just cool to see her respond to something. Nothing else does it. And I never want her to know the truth behind this horrific film. In terms of, like, the way that it was made. Because I can't escape it. It's synonymous with me.
Like, I mean, you're overthinking it a little bit, aren't you?
No. I mean, he's parenting. He's 100%. A first-time parent. Wait a minute. Billy, you're saying he's overthinking it?
She's one. She's not going to know what any of that is. Just let her watch it's not even in color, right? Well, I guess there's parts of it in color because it's the Yellow Brick Road. Is The Wizard of Oz in color or not?
No, it is in color.
I remember seeing it in black and white.
It starts in black and white, and then it turns into color once she goes into Oz.
A crazy cinematic achievement.
Of course, Roy knew that.
And the tornado, actually, in terms of practical effects, looks better than some of the modern-day stuff. But there's going to be a time, if she continues down this path, if she continues to follow the Yellow Brick Road, and The Wizard of Oz is just a lasting favorite film of hers, I don't want her to know the ugly truth that the munchkins were having wild orgies in the hotels and police had to be called nightly and catch them with butterfly nets.
But there's going to be a day where she can realize and stumble upon that truth herself. You realize? So just keep it from her until then, you know? But it's unlikely. You're right, Bill. It's totally unlikely. For example, she may never know, Mike. You're fine.
She really likes a Tin Man, right? She loves a Tin Man. And I don't have the heart to tell her that the Tin Man had to be put in an iron lung because they used aluminum powder for the makeup, and he almost died as a result of making this film.
You could choose not to tell her that. Like, that's always an option, right? Like, this is just a phase, and she'll watch Mickey Mouse Funhouse or whatever, and then she'll watch, like, whatever it is.
Point Break.
Yeah,
But how do I explain to her that the Tin Man had to be played by a different actor because the first actor that they had an allergic reaction to, once again, the aluminum powder because
it seems like you want to tell her this. Right. Like, you want to be the one, like, did you know? Like, you're like a human pop-up video that you just want to throw out these little facts while things are going on.
He wants her to never know.
I can't let her know about this. Interesting little tidbit that isn't evil is... Because they were experimenting with color at the time, in the book, Dorothy's ruby red shoes are not ruby. They're actually silver. Did you know that?
I didn't know that. I also didn't know, Mike, what you just said. That can't be true, what you just said, that The Wizard of Oz had tornado effects better than some modern day stuff. Like, that's not
Watch
possible.
It
can't be, though.
Watch it.
How can that be? Can he possibly be right
that
about
can't
that?
Be right.
It's
that
his
can't
opinion.
Be right.
That's not a fact.
It's better than Twister. Because of the it's better than the 90s reliance on early CGI. Practical effects where they probably got some B-roll footage of an actual tornado and put it out yonder. Incredible filmmaking. It's a cinematic achievement, once again, of the highest order.
But you can't teach your daughter anything with it because it's contaminated by all these pollutants.
Judy Garland tried to kill herself 10 years after this film's release because of her experience on this set.
When were you planning on having this, like... When did you want to explain it to
it
her?
Seems
if you
like
were,
he wants to tell her.
She's
today.
One, Mike.
Judy Garland had 80 cigarettes a day and black coffee. That right. was the diet that the studio said that she could have.
Okay.
All right. Well, eventually, your daughter's going to learn how to read, and then she's going to read the trivia section of IMDb on this movie, and she's going to turn to you and say, "Why didn't you tell
That's
me,
right.
Daddy?
Why did you shield me from the world, Daddy? That's right, Roy. You're absolutely right about that."
I feel like there's a lot of talks that you're going to have with your daughter in the coming years. And I don't know if this is like high up.
No, this has to be one of them.
This is the only time I ever get her attention when something's on the screen.
You don't instigate this conversation. You only have this conversation.
I never want to have this conversation.
If your daughter eventually comes to you and wants to discuss it, then you have the conversation.
No, I cannot have this conversation because it's going to be really hard to explain to her that Shirley Temple was the original choice, but this was back in the day of contract exclusivity. Right. So they got an older Judy Garland, but they kept her weight down by force feeding her speed, 80 cigarettes, and black coffee and the occasional chicken soup to make her look younger
than
she
was. Your daughter can't ever know
that. She must never know.
Never.
This will never come up in casual conversation.
Just swear to me you guys will never tell her this.
Daddy, you betrayed me by not telling me these things about the world. This is my favorite thing. It's the only thing that got my attention as a child. It's the only form of entertainment. That would be bad parenting. I feel like I've been lied to
because I didn't know any of this stuff. I thought this was just a nice movie that I've been watching.
What they don't know can't hurt them. I mean, that's it.
Boom. I mean, I knew this stuff, and that's why Claire's not watching.
Of course you did, Roy.
See, you have outlawed the Wizard of Oz.
That's exactly how it should be, Roy. See, you two are doing very careful. Billy, I'm with you, right?
This
I understand.
Exhausting.
I know it's exhausting, and your head is in your hand. But Roy and Mike are the parents of young children. You and I are not.
This seems more about them than the kids, though, right? Because, like, they want to be the ones to tell people this because they're clearly bringing this to light, right? But they don't want their kids to know this.
Kind sir, this is a warning.
It's to shield his daughter from it.
Right, yeah. But Roy, I feel like Roy, at least early on, is the better father. He did his work on the front end and therefore is not showing his daughter this stuff. You should have done that, Mike. Bad parenting.
Well, learn from my mistakes.
So now you have to make up for your mistake.
Learn from my mistakes because now... In a couple months' time, I'm going to have this awkward conversation, which I'm going to have to explain in gory detail.
She's going to be 18 months, Mike.
Every single thing I just told you guys.
I think that conversation is too late, not too early.
I'm going to get right on it.
Now's the time to do it, actually, if you're going to have it, right? Like, you should do it tonight.
I mean, you should have already done it.
You're just going to build resentment, right, with her because she's like, well, how long did you know this? And you're like, well, I knew this at least since, you know, September 24th, and she's like, well, it's October 9th. Why haven't you told me before today? So it's better to just get this out up in the open now, I guess, right?
What am I to say, Billy, for example, when I try to explain to her the horrible behavior of the Munchkins that groped Judy Garland in the hotel and made her life a living hell? She would ask me, Papa, why would this happen? And I would have to explain to her that factually, Toto made more than the Munchkins.
You mean the Oompa Loompas? What are we doing here?
No, that's Willy. Oh,
that's Willy Wonka.
Chris,
are you for real?
Oh. Chris,
old Johnny Villanueva.
I'm gonna leave now. See you guys later.
Bye, Chris.
Jonathan Villanueva. Chris, what? How long did it take you to shake that off? How long did it? Have you shaken it off yet?
I think I might have meant Jonathan Vilma. I don't know, man.
I see the mistake.
Billy, are you going to be okay? Because the Marlins, the last three games, I really feel for where it is that you're at with this. Chris just launched his Zoom camera. He just threw it and it started vibrating.
Oompa Loompa, the